The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
What does wealth look like to you in the year 2025? I'm not talking billionaire wealth. I'm not talking private yachts. I'm talking you as an ordinary person.
That's such a cool question.
Because they did a survey in the UK. And in the 80s, wealth was, you know, a Porsche and a Rolex.
Yeah.
And they redid the survey in 2025. You wouldn't believe the item that is on top of the list.
Rare. Ek het iewers gelees, mense wat soos daai basis Upper West Side, New York tipe lewens het. The biggest symbol of wealth, and you know is a prime example of this, is Alec Baldwin and his wife. They have 7 children under the age of 11. And this thing of having 4 children up, that is a statement of, look at what I can afford.
Yeah. No, I mean facts.
7 children.
Can you imagine trying to raise 7 children in this economy?
Well, they seem to be doing very well there in their penthouse in New York.
Rochelle op your WhatsApp line say, your AI is op your AI norm.
Yeah. It's exciting, eh?
It came out very, very highly on the list, Rochelle. The other things that came out on the list back in the day was, as I said, sports cars and fancy watches.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about retirement savings. Is a marker of wealth.
Yeah.
Not a thing you expect to have, but like an above and beyond thing.
Yeah. Weet jy wat vir my nogal iets is wat ek kan sien, ek dink, is iets wat mense ryk maak in 'n sin.
Ja.
Is as jy net kan afvat om jou kinders te ondersteun. Soos of het nou in die middag is, of in die oggend, of in die aand, as jy het niks beperkings binne jou werkstye om jou kinders te gaan ondersteun nie.
Ja, or like I'll take a step back and work a half day.
Yes,
that
yes,
kind of
yes.
Thing. Well, do you know what the item was that was number one on the list now of the survey that they did?
It's not a Stanley Cup, is it?
No, it's not a Stanley Cup. It's a kitchen island.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was the number one thing that people came back to and said, oh, yeah, if you've got a kitchen island in your house, you're probably quite wealthy.
But that is fancy, hey? Because,
no, it
I
is
mean,
fancy.
It means you've got space on either side of that island to have a whole kitchen.
Precis. Apparently what they say as well is that if you've got a lounge and your couches don't touch the walls in your lounge, you're also bowling. So I think that's where it comes from as well.
0848500942. What does, non-billionaire wealth look like to you? We're talking what does wealth look like in 2025, because they asked a whole bunch of people overseas, and somehow the answer that came back was a kitchen island, and I'm giggling at it.
I think that is majorly wealthy, a kitchen island for me.
100%.
Want jou kombuis is groot genoeg om mense to accommodate around this island.
So much floor space, you could put something in there.
And we got some really awesome messages in. Lazan sê, Ras, ek stem saam met jou, geen wealth kan die waarde koop om by jou kinders te wees en hulle te ondersteun in hulle aktiwiteite nie. Then Cherise also sent us this one about just being able to take
I'm
off time.
I'm with Ros there, in the same line, being able to take time off of work permanently, part-time, whatever, is like the epitome of wealth to be at this stage, because a lady at work who was highly pregnant, we were like, oh, when's your maternity leave end? Where are you going and stuff? She goes, no, she's not coming back after she gives birth. She's going to look after her child. And my first thought was, they're bawling.
100%. That is put so work. Well.
Work. Don't, so don't, well. Don't. You won't
no,
see me again.
You won't see me again. I'm busy raising the new generation.
Matthew says, in this economy, wealthy is the geezer always being on.
Bro, 100%. If you don't have a timer, you don't have anything. Shanae say, die top mediese skema pakket.
Oh, no ways. I only dream. I looked when I changed medical aids recently. I'm on about the 35 or 40% tier compared to what that top tier is.
Yes.
If you can afford that top tier medical package, hire us.
Fiona sê, a kas vol kos is rykdom. Brittany, baie sentimenteel, to have a happy and healthy family. Yeah, that's something that money can't buy. En Wynand sê ook, buying groceries without using a calculator.
Yeah, listen, if you can just go in, put whatever you want in the trolley and not think about it.
Budget is not an issue.
Peter says, wealth is just that ability to, if you see something you want it, you buy it.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy town.
Yeah.
I don't know who gets to do that. And Keegan, a tweede yskas. Vir jou bier.
Martin sê it's ook wat baie sinvol is, having money left at the rest of the month for the rest of the month after paying all my bills.
Ja.
En Marlies het ook iets gesê oor die kinders as hulle aktiwiteite wil doen of op 'n kamp moet gaan en jy hoef nie twee keer te dink nie.
Nee, dan is to sell your kitchen island.